Aer Lingus passengers are beginning to find out from today if their flights are cancelled next week because of industrial action by pilots. Debbie Moroney has her wedding planned for Italy next week, and she's stressed about how she and her guests are going to get there. She spoke to Carol Coleman earlier.
We're due to travel on the 29th of June from Dublin to Rome. We are getting married in Tuscany. We planned our wedding 2 years ago. We're just two ordinary people that have been working really hard and saving really hard to have our dream wedding. We're flying with 19 of our closest family and friends next Saturday. And the rest of our guests are following out in the days, the 1 or 2 days after that. We have a coach organised and paid for to collect all of our passengers in Rome next Saturday. And basically, when there was the announcement of the disruption on Tuesday, I contacted Aer Lingus and I spoke to a lovely guy in the call centre who said that he reassured me that, yes, there would be disruptions. It shouldn't be disrupting our flight. And if there were disruptions to our flight, that they have partner airlines that would absolutely accommodate us and put us on a different airline, different flight and get us to our destination on the same day. I asked him, was that 100%? And he said, absolutely, you have nothing to worry about. Then yesterday evening, we all got emails to ask us, would we like to get a refund or rebook for another day? So obviously, panic set in. I contacted Aer Lingus, spent an hour and 17 minutes on hold to get through. And basically, they told us they can offer us a flight the day before, which could also be cancelled. And at the moment, because the flight is not officially cancelled, there's nothing that they can do except offer a refund. That's not good enough for us. We have to fly next Saturday, the 29th. We're getting married. I know it's impacting a lot of people who are going on holidays and things like that. But this is not just a holiday. This is a wedding in another country that's impacting not only us, but our closest family and friends. A wedding that we've paid for in full, and we won't be able to recuperate any of that money back if we can't get there.
And Debbie, a wedding, such a big event in your life. Don't need this kind of disruption with the normal nerves that a bride would have.
No. I mean, at this stage, it's the week before our wedding. I should be, only worrying about making sure that we've packed everything and that my nail appointment's going ahead and I get my colour done and my hair and all those kind of normal things that a bride is looking forward to. But we are currently in Dublin Airport about to approach the Aer Lingus desk begging to make sure that we have seats on a plane next Saturday to go to our own wedding.
Debbie Moroney speaking to Carl Coleman there. Now, Tara Fay is owner of the Dublin-based Tara Fay Events. She organises weddings for customers across the world to get married here in Ireland. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning.
Actually, I should say good afternoon.
Exactly. It's morning for most of my clients, though.
Really?
Who are up on the phone to Aer Lingus and unable to get through.
It's been a difficult morning. Do you get a sense of panic at this stage?
I think it's not necessarily panic, but there is a huge amount of uncertainty for people because, like that caller, wedding is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for people. There are lots of other things happening in the world, obviously, that we are conscious of. But a wedding is supposed to be a joyous occasion. Brides don't want to have to be worried about whether their friends and family can actually join them or whether they can actually join their wedding. And Ireland is one of the top 10 destinations in the world for weddings, which people possibly don't know about or wouldn't even understand. So we have a huge amount of couples from East, West Coast of US and all over the world fly into Ireland every single week for weddings that happen every single day. And all of them at the moment are being impacted.
Well, you have a wedding party due in from the US. How are they impacted?
We do. Well, at the moment there, I think a lot of them are trying to, they hadn't realised, they thought they were flying British Airways and they've realised that they're actually co-chair Aer Lingus flying in through the UK. And they... Every single other flight, British Airways flight out of the UK is now fully booked into Ireland. It is proving increasingly difficult for anybody to get any flights from Wednesday onwards. So it's a challenge. I'm not going to lie. It is a challenge for people.
Aer Lingus is the first airline that you recommend to couples when they're planning these large family weddings in Ireland. What are you telling them about the airline now?
Well, a lot of the time we will build a website for every single one of our couples. And when we mention airlines, we always put Aer Lingus at the top of the list because, you know, it is our Irish flag carrier. It's unfortunate that we've had to do that. And now, actually, we're worried about the impact that that's going to happen further down the line. Like, if this is going to keep happening, how are we going to be able to recommend Aer Lingus?
What about your own business then?
Well, we are dependent as a tourism-based business, as wedding planners. We're dependent on, like, we're an island nation, so we are dependent on tourists being actually able to come into this country. So it is it's a challenge going into the rest of the summer because a lot of our weddings are from overseas clients. So it's something that I know is going to impact us and impact a lot of my colleagues as well.
Tara Fay, thanks for joining us this afternoon.